We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachemish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas of Leo. We are in Bechoros, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Halokech Behema Menika ben Anachri. A Jew buys an animal that's nursing from a non-Jew. And we doesn't know whether it gave birth to its first child or not. Now, maybe if it's nursing its own child, then you can assume that obviously it gave birth to a child already. And the next offspring that it has will not be a bechor. But the possibility is that maybe it's nursing another animal. It's not its own, and it's and animals do minority of them will lactate and have the ability to nurse even before they ever give birth. So maybe it's nursing another animal that's not its child, and because of that, the next child that's born or the child that's born will be a bechor. So you can't trust the non-Jew. Because even though when it comes to certain areas of halacha, we allow the testimony of a non-Jew if it's not given in the way of testimony, but rather it's what we call mesiach lefitumo. He casually tells you the information, not understanding that there's a halachic legal significance for the Jew when he tells you that information. That works in other areas of halacha, but when it comes to Isurim de'oraisa, which a bechor potentially would be, we do not rely on Mesiach Lefi Tumo. So here, on him just telling you the information casually, not recognizing that there are any legal ramifications of that testimony, of that information. So therefore, we can't rely on the non-Jew to say, ask the non-Jew, is it nursing its own child or is it nursing another child? Has it given birth yet or not given birth yet? So therefore, we don't know. So Shimon Gamaliel tells us, if you buy a behema menika that's nursing from an achri, Eino choshe shema bena shel acheres har. You do not have to be concerned that the newborn animal is really the offspring of another animal. And this one, because it became affectionate somehow, took this one under its wing and started nursing it. We assume that this is really the offspring of this animal, and therefore this animal, this mother, that nursing mother, now gives birth to another offspring, another child. We can assume that that child is not going to be a bechor. Nichnas lesoch edro, Jew enters his flock, vera es hamavkiros minikos, vesesheinen hamavkiros minikos. He sees that the animals that just gave birth for the first time are nursing their newborns, and also those that had not given birth for the first time, but they give birth to the second time. They're also nursing newborns. But he doesn't know which is the mother. Are the mothers nursing their own offspring or maybe not? You don't have to be concerned that the offspring of the animal that had just given birth came to nurse from the animal that gave birth previously. Or maybe the offspring of the animal that gave birth previously came to nurse from the animal that had just given birth for the first time. If that would be the case, then all of the newborn males will be safek bechor. Rather, the chazaka that every animal, every newborn, is nursing from its mother. So if it's nursing from what we call the mavkira, is an animal that gave birth for the first time, then that's a vadai bechor offspring. And if it's nursing from an animal that's not mavkir, that gave birth previously, so this is definitely not a bechor. That is the conclusion we have the right to make. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, the pasuk says in Devarim Tezvav, Velosa goes bechor tzonecho. One of the things that are prohibited regarding a bechor is to shear it. And midirabbana, we don't even allow what we call tlisha, which is just plucking hair, because of the gzera. Gzera, if we allow you to pluck hair, pluck out a few of the hairs of the wool, you may end up shearing the wool. However, during the time of the shlita, as we will see, to move the hair aside, and you may have to pluck out some hairs, or to show the area where there's a mum, said we have the right to pluck out hair. So that iser d'rabban and the gzera d'rabban will not apply. So that's the subject of this Mishnah. A Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, HaShochet es HaBachor, person who shechs the Bachor, Osa Makom Bekofetz Mikan Umikan, he's allowed to make space, move aside the hair on the neck from one side to the other for the Makom HaShchita, and he can do that even though it doesn't matter what you're shechting with. He has to make the point, Osa Makom Bekofetz Mikan Lekan, doesn't mean Bekofetz, rather it means Likofitz. He's allowed to make space even if you're using a hatchet, not a knife. Now, a knife, you may not need that much space, but for using a hatchet to do the shechita, so then you may need to move it, move a lot more, make a clear a lot more space on the neck, and that will pull out hair. Vitole shaseyar. And for the makom hashchita that you need to make enough space, this is not a problem of losa goes, nor is it a problem of the gzera derabana pulling out seir, because this has it serves a purpose. Ulavad shelo yizizenu mimkomo. The only thing is that he should not move the hair that he plucks out from its place. What means is that he can pluck out the hair, but don't like throw it on the ground. Pluck out the hair and have it then mixed together with the hair that's there, stuck together, tangled together, and then that's okay. So you shouldn't move the hair out of the way. You can pluck it out, but keep it where it is and get it so you clean out the place, the area of the neck, and you plucked out a few hairs. Make sure those hairs remain on the neck, mixed in together with the other hairs. V'cheina tole shasaseir l'ros makom hamum, and the same thing would be true that he's allowed to pull out, and this is even l'chatchila. If you have hair that's covering a makom hamum, you want to show it to a chacham. You want to see if this is a mum kavua, is it a permanent mum, and therefore the bechor cannot be brought as a karban and can be shechted by the kohen right now, or maybe it's a mum over, so then it's going to pass. It's going to heal, and therefore we have to wait till it heals, and potentially could be born as a carbon. You know what? You need to clear the area in order for the chacham to give a psak halacha on that area. So that's also acceptable. But once again, he should not be moved. Lo yizenu mimkomo. The same halacha before applies that the hair should stay where it is. Make it. You can keep it tangled together with the other hairs, but you do have the right to pluck it out. This idea of lo yizenu mimkomo, not to move the hair out of the area completely, even though you plucked it out. So the Rishonim explain, because we don't want people to think that you're really shearing the animal. You're shearing a bechor, any animal that's a carbon. You're not allowed to shear. So lo bechor, lo sagos bechor tzonecha. We want to make sure people understand that you're not doing that at all. And by keeping the hair is there as well, you're showing that the only reason I plucked it out is because I wanted to show the area, the mum. I wanted to do the shechita properly. And therefore, don't throw the hair on the ground, but keep it there, dangling or intermingled with the hair that's on either side of the neck.